Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. It got to be a little bit much, in my opinion. And then the amount of sponsors involved. And that all started from another radio station. It was a station in Nashville called The Buzz when we would, like, get somebody on from the radio station. So let's go to so-and-so in Nashville who's doing the break-ins. Yeah, we're just here doing the so-and-so Lincoln Mercury break-ins. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this thing? Too many cooks. I could never understand it. And then added into this, and this might be the Grinch in me, but I found nothing redeeming or interesting than all of us sitting around and hearing about this horrible scenario that is taking place with this family, and then them getting all of this shit thrown into their trailer. It always was, I felt terrible about it. I didn't like participating. It got to be too much, and I hated it. I hated every second of it. It felt phony. I felt disgusted. I felt awful. And I couldn't wait for it to end. Could not wait for it to end. So bad.
When it was Greg's turn to do the break-in,
I ended up getting fired. Because if I had to sit through this nauseating bullshit, I would probably throw up now. Alan says, nice cough drop, crunch, ear rape. I can't help it. Rebecca says, it's amazing. I love that you pull back the curtain and their listeners go bananas. Oh, they hate it. This, you see, some of these losers that listen to that show, these are some of the worst people on the planet. And they don't do anything nice for anyone. None of them. First of all, they're all broke. And this is their idea of charity. Listening to the holiday break-ins and having a sniffle fest with fuck-face free beer. That's their idea of charity. It's the only thing that they think is nice. And they gather around the radio and they're like, oh, this is my favorite show of the year. I love feeling like shit. What kind of a sick fuck would find that entertaining? My God. Justin F. is here. And he just dropped $50. That means Donut Dan drops $50. Wow. That means we're down to $170 needed for the funds for the great food giveaway. I am so excited about that. Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a visitor that hasn't been here in a long time. It is the one, the only, Hurricane Ashley. Now, Hurricane Ashley has a history on this show and that show as well. She used to date that producer Joe. You remember that deal? And by the way, she was right. It's been way too long since we've seen or heard from you. So glad to have you here. She says, I watched all of this live before with St. Joe. It was wild. Yeah, if you can back me up on any of the insight of the theater that goes into the holiday fake-ins. It's incredible. Did Joe hate them like I did? I hated the holiday break-ins. I liked the fact that people would benefit, but the radio was bad. It was just bad, bad radio. And anybody who listens to that and says, oh, this is so good, it sucks. It's shitty. You don't know what good radio is. You're a fucking moron if you think that's interesting. To just hear horrible stories about a mom whose entire family has AIDS, cancer, or ALS, which may or may not be true. Alan says, get Ashley on the phone. Ashley's busy. She has a job. Ashley is the one who gave the dog a bath in the sink at Irvine's Auto Repair. Please, if there's dogs there or if there's people, don't give people a bath in the sink at Irvine's. Or don't give anything a bath in the sink, ever.
Oh, my God. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my... Fuck you. Oh, my God, I miss everybody so much. What a bunch of fucking losers. Oh, my God. Oh, I love you so much. I love everybody. Fuck off. You're such a cock. What an asshole. Fuck you. I love you so much. Oh, my God.
It's been a while since we've heard that.
Rich writes, shut up. I hate you. I'll show you my titties. Fuck you. I've got great tits.
The fuck? Fucking psycho. What an idiot. All right. This email. Unrelated. Hey, Eric, I was flipping through Big 101.3 the other day. And the song You're So Vain by Carly Simon, I don't know who the fuck sang it, came on. And you gave a salute to Tony Gates. It was hilarious. Something about having to be in the parking lot of the radio station to tune it. No, what I said was, I go, yeah, You're So Vain. It goes out to Tone, the fun guy, who I guess just got a gig. Congrats, he's on WGLM. Of course, you got to be in the parking lot of the radio station to hear him, but good for you, or some crack like that. Today on Big 101.3, I was voice tracking on Big 101.3. So I'm doing two things at once in the morning. I voice track the iHeart station, and then I hit a button, and instead of the microphone going to iHeart, it goes to Northern Michigan. So that show is live. So I'm voice tracking one station for the afternoon and then live on the morning show. So I hit Q100, but I said Big 101.3. So it's coming out of like the Clash, Police on My Back. No, it wasn't. It was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which we actually play on Big 101.3. So I played Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer on Q100, but instead of saying Q100, I said Big 101.3, the fun hit, you know, which that's happened more than once. Fuck. All right, Ashley, this is what you need to know. The great food giveaway is there. We're passing the virtual hat. I need $50. Because then Dan will match it. As we work our way towards $5,577.75. And we need $170. If you give $50, Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. Cash App, $ Eric Zaitunian. PayPal, Eric Zane Show, LLC. If you give 50, Dan will match it. Now, I know that that money could go towards Magnum condoms for a blind date that you may be going on. But for the love of God, now is the time.
Fuck yo.
Rich C, I think, is a multi-time giver. He just dropped $10 into our love bucket. That means Dan has matched it. That means we are minus 150 from our goal. There is $40 more of match funds remaining for Donut Dan. Hang on a second. All right, I just heard dog noises and Bruce puked twice. Okay, so that yesterday he puked and today he puked. So I think I might have to take him in. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. You know, a couple pukes in a day is one thing, but now two days, now five pukes. I'm going to have to make an appointment. Fuck, we'll be doing a fundraiser for vet bills again. Well, I haven't done that, but. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that's why he couldn't get comfy on the couch. Yeah, I hope he feels better now. Thank you to Brian. That is $5. Thank you, buddy. Which means Donut Dan, five more. That means we are down to 140. And Donut Dan has a $35 match remaining. You all right, Bruce? I'm worried about my guy. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you. Oh, yes. Ashley now has dropped the 40. So that means 35 more for Dan. So, hold on a second here. 140 minus 75 total. Okay. Okay, so Dan, you're on the hook for the full 150. After Ashley, Hurricane Ashley's donation. And that means that it is, we have 65 remaining until this is done. So I am very confident that this will happen. Someone is going to put it over the top. I believe that. Thank you, Ashley. Hope you are well. You should drop by the Great Food Giveaway. That would be Tuesday, the 23rd of December at, about 1 p.m. is when we'll get started. 3 p.m. we will be giving away the food. You could be the one in the hypothetical scenario who is the Great Food Giveaway car judge. Most recipients of the Great Food Giveaway are car judges. I should say most recipients of the Great Food Giveaway are in shitbox cars. And we love those shitbox. I drive a shitbox car. And so that's usually a good indicator that they definitely need some assistance. Okay? But we do have the occasional Escalade or Benz or Beamer or Audi or whatever. And if you are the car judge, you can go, okay, wait a minute. You're trying to get a free Christmas dinner, but you're driving a brand new Escalade. Get the fuck out of the line. Somebody might need that role at some point for the Great Food Giveaway. We don't fuck around on the Great Food Giveaway. We want people who are legit having a hard fucking time. Thanks again to Fox 17 for having me on. The goal of that was just to spread the word, and they did an outstanding job. Hold on a second. I got to check on Bruce again. So ears are back. It looks like fuck. Intermission and call the vet, like Linda said, poor guy. That's a great idea. You know what? I'm going to take you up on that. Thank you for that suggestion. I will call the vet right now because sometimes it's tough to get in. Or sooner the better. So thank you for that suggestion. 1:30 it is. So thank you for the suggestion. We'll get Bruce in there right away. Okay. Hang on a second here. I got to check where I'm at on this deal. Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate that. $65 needed. And we'll go from there. All right. So I wanted to cover some of that. Tyler says, I'll bring Bruce in later. Hey, just wondering again if you guys are interested in trading vet care for sponsorship. Oh, I tried that. I made the full court press, and it just did not work out.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Ashley says, I'm open to all jobs, all dates, and all roles. Happy to help. My wife at Runner Girl Amy never lets me out of the house anymore. Yoda World says, doctors like to take Christmas off through the New Year's, so yeah. Rebecca says, poor boy, better to call his vet so you can avoid getting raked over the coals by the emergency vet. All right. So Trump is going to speak tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's doing a victory lap. Trump announced, I'm not going to watch it. He has announced that at 9 p.m. tonight, he is going to do, he's going to do a fucking whatever the fuck, address the nation. He says, my fellow Americans, I will be giving an address to the nation tomorrow night live from the White House. He wrote yesterday on Truth Social. I look forward to seeing you then. It has been a great year for our country and the best is yet to come, he wrote. He did not provide any further details of the address. The address comes as Trump approaches the one-year mark of his second administration. So, yeah, here he is. He's about 1 year in. And as he's getting closer to the one-year mark, the less than 24-hour dancing on the grave of Rob Reiner, I don't think that that's going to come up. He doubled down on that yesterday. We shared that later on in the day. I think it was on the Patreon bonus podcast. The president has faced blowback from critics recently for his messaging on affordability ahead of the midterms and his focus on foreign policy. However, the president appears to be turning his attention increasingly to domestic matters, traveling to the battleground state of Pennsylvania last week to tout his administration's efforts to fight inflation. He's slated to visit battleground North Carolina on Friday. The latest polling average has him polling with an approval rating up 3.5 percentage points to 44.8% over the past month. That right there is proof positive that no matter what he says or does, he's going to get over. Anyone who hasn't yet accepted that is in for a rough rest of the 3 years. I don't know going forward if there will be anyone ever like Trump in the presidency. The way he handles himself. Like, let's just say for the sake of this argument that a Republican wins a presidency after Trump. Let's say it's J.D. Vance. There is no way in hell J.D. Vance would go after Rob Reiner the same way Trump did. Speaking of that, Mick Foley, the pro wrestler, former pro wrestler, I think he was in town recently or is about to be in town at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids. He has announced that the straw that broke the camel's back is the Rob Reiner incident that happened with Trump. Foley is still associated or was with WWE. He has now said that since WWE is not distancing itself from Trump after the Rob Reiner incident, that he is in fact distancing himself from WWE. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2013. He said Trump's incredibly cruel comments in the wake of Rob Reiner's death were the final straw for him. I no longer wish to represent a company that coddles a man so seemingly void of compassion as he marches our country towards, autocracy? A-U-T-O-C-R. How do I say that word, Red Bull Brain Chris? I don't even know what that even means. Last night, I informed WWE Talent Relations that I would not be making any appearances for the company as long as this man remains in office. Boy, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just pretended it didn't happen. I wouldn't even have thought of that. Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame as a celebrity honoree in 2013, claimed without evidence that the killing of Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle was due to their politics. Boy, that couldn't have been a bigger swing and a miss. It might have been an intentional swing and a miss just to basically dance on the coffin of Rob Reiner. By the way, I saw something. I forgot the term, but there is a term for the eyes that Rob Reiner's son, Nick, has. He's got those fucking eyes where you can see the white part of his eyes underneath the iris. And there's a term for that. And the legend is that if you can see a person's, the whites of their eyes under the eyes, like underneath the iris, that it means like they're a total asshole or a drug addict or some shit. I'm getting probably 5% of that right, but I'm getting enough of it right that if you were to look it up, you would see what I'm talking about. This isn't the first time Foley has been outspoken against Trump. During the lead up to the 2024 election, he went on The Undertaker's podcast and criticized candidate Trump. WWE Chief Content Officer Triple H has appeared at a number of White House events since Trump returned to office. Linda McMahon, which is Triple H's mother-in-law and former CEO of WWE, is currently the U.S. Secretary of Education. What a fucking weird world we live in right now. Seriously. Becca Shea says dead eyes. No, that's not the term. It begins with an S. I got to look it up. Term for eyes when you can see the whites under the eye. The Japanese term. S-A-N-P-A-K-U. Sanpaku eyes. It celebrities with Sanpaku eyes. Wait, hold on a second before I get to that. Sanpaku eyes carries cultural meanings tied to imbalance or danger, though medically it's often just genetics. there was something about being a junkie, I swear to God. While lore links it to destiny, science doesn't support predicting personality or future events. Princess Diana had Sanpaku eyes. So Billie Eilish, she has Sanpaku eyes. Sorry, folks. I got massively distracted not long ago, and it's really bothering me, but I'm keeping it close to the vest. Celebrities with Sanpaku eyes. This is a great example right here. Like, this is Billie Eilish. I mean, this is she looks sick. And Robert Pattinson has Sanpaku eyes. JFK had these eyes. And Nick, what's this fuck? Reiner, he had Sanpaku eyes. He has Sanpaku eyes. So I saw that going around. I just found it interesting. Probably doesn't mean anything, but fuck it. Murder lover Linda says, maybe you should call it a show with all that you have going on. No, I'm okay. I am distracted. There is something cooking that I'm super bothered by, and none of you have any idea of what it is. I'm like so goddamn, right now, I am so goddamn pissed off, and I can guarantee you none of you know what it is or why it is. But I am actually furious. I will give anybody a dollar if they can guess what has taken place here that has made me so goddamn upset. I am absolutely livid at what has happened here. Becca Shea says a dollar, LOL. I do want to salute the sponsors, as always. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I've teamed up with Skydive Grand Haven again. They are fantastic. And you can now get a tandem jump from Skydive Grand Haven for $249. You go to skydivegrandhaven.com. Click where it says Shop Gift Certificates. And then go ahead and buy the tandem jump for $249. You can jump with me this summer. I wasn't kidding about that Black Friday deal when I said you're not going to get this any more than once a year on Black Friday for $199. But that's still dirt cheap at $249. So if you really want to help me out and you've always wanted to cross this off your list on your bucket list, go to skydivegrandhaven.com. And get the $249 tandem jump from Skydive Grand Haven. SkydiveGrandHaven.com is where you go. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If you give the tandem jump away as a gift for someone for Christmas, and there is still time, all you got to do is buy it, and then it's yours. And you can present it as a gift, stocking stuffer, whatever it may be. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And this person who you give it to, or maybe it's yourself, will never, ever forget it. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Irvine's is here, 616-532-6600. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, ervines.com. I did hear from Megan, and I got some information from her today. Yesterday. People, okay. Okay, she had a couple changes, and then she said, forget that I said that. And then she added, she's changing my list for next day items. No change as of now. You can still support Team Pink by going to the wish list, which I will post again in the chat for the for Team Pink. Sorry, I know for a fact. I can just feel it. I mean, I know enough. That you can tell that my energy is going like five different directions now, and what is normally hyper focused is not what is happening right now. Red Bull Brain Chris says your Facebook page has been thrown in jail. Incorrect. Is it something one of us did? Technically, yes. Not anyone that's chatting. All right? You're like, wait a minute, what? Rebecca says, will Irvine's accept walk-in donations of products? Yes. I will be bringing walk-in donations of products myself. All right, so we are still stuck at $65. If you've got that money floating around, by all means, send it along. $65, and we will be at the goal. Thank you so much. All right. Sponsor-wise, I do also want to shout out my friends at Merchant Automotive. If you have a truck with a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission, merchant-automotive.com. Merchant-automotive.com. If you're in the weeds with your Duramax or your Allison, you want them to take care of it for you, you can call upon them. They are in Zeeland, Michigan, and you can go to their website, merchant-automotive.com, and shop online for their kits that help make your DIY repairs that much easier, or upgrading your equipment that you work on right now. Merchant-automotive.com. Okay, I've got to focus here. I've got to focus. I don't know how I can. I'm just gonna bail. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you so much, and I will talk to you down the road. I'll try to regroup here and come up with a Patreon. I will do a Patreon show, but I will talk. Thank you so much.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.